welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I've got Martita with me today.
Hey, everybody.
How are you? You're always on the program, and I love it. Man, we just have such a good time talking about the Word.
We do.
Talking about the Lord.
I really enjoy this because it's so laid back, and it's like two friends just talking about the Lord, getting pumped up for the Lord.
Yep.
Sometimes it's not easy because it's the things that the Lord is working in our lives, and it's like, ouch, you know?
Yeah.
But I love it.
But I really do believe that our heart, you know, yours and mine both, is we want to equip the saints.
Yes.
We want to see people out there just, you know, be equipped with knowledge on how to defeat the enemy in your life, how to, you know, be created to thrive and prosper in the kingdom of God and to walk in overflow in your life and just to wipe lack out of your life. You know, there's just so many different topics and things that we hit, and it helps us to recognize the voice of God and then be eager to hear him.
Oh my gosh.
And in our lives.
You know, so many times people come to know the Lord and then they don't know, okay, what is next? Next is a relationship with him.
Right.
And to me, that is in my heart. I want everybody to have a deep, intimate relationship with the Father, with Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit.
Yes, absolutely.
And transformation comes from there.
Yeah.
You know, it just, everything else is a bonus.
Absolutely.
But the relationship, that is amazing.
You know, I know that a lot of people do attain a deep relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
But not enough people attain that deeper relationship with the Lord. And I want a deeper relationship than I have now. And I've got a pretty deep relationship, but I want more. And I think that scripture that says, they that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. You know, we want to create that hunger with this program.
Yes.
Turn the Light On is all about, like, hey, you know what? Maybe you've been walking in the dark in a certain area of your life, and that topic that we throw out for that day could be your day. You know, it's not always your day where it's like, oh, okay, this is good, but I know this. I've experienced this. But then there's that one day, you know, that God just kind of goes, today's your day. Bam! And that topic comes out, and you're like, man, I really needed that today.
Yes.
You know, like today's topic. I brought the topic today. You know, we usually have the co-host bring the topic, but I'm making you follow me today. So it's going to be this. It's just the goodness of God. God is good. You know, the Apostle James wrote, every good gift, it comes from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. That's in James 1:17. You see, God's goodness is an attribute of his unchanging character. God is just good. There is nothing ungood about him.
You know, that blows me away. It blows me away because we don't really get the depth of it. And the sad thing is we usually tend to blame God for all the evil things that are happening out there. But we have to remember that the evil one came to steal, kill, and destroy, and the Lord came to give us abundantly goodness. And God is just good all the time. And all the time, God is good.
You know, we say that in church, don't we?
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah.
It is true.
It's a pretty popular phrase. You know, people in worship, and pastors, leaders, believers, they just say, we say that, but good is just who God is.
Yes.
I love that.
It's the same thing, like he's love. He is good.
Right.
It's who he is. So I love this because we say it, but take a hold of it. God is good all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Well, sometimes it doesn't look like God's good in my life, Martita. Sometimes situations and circumstances
but that's
look like
life.
God's not with me or God's against me. Sometimes, you know, I know people are out there, they're thinking this, is God really good all the time?
Yes.
And I want to kind of address that today because, you know, 1 John 1:5 says that God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. There is no dark side to God. He's not, you know, trying to thwart you. He's not trying to teach you a lesson anymore. His wrath, you know, you can see it in the Old Testament now. I'm not saying that it wasn't there, but in the New Covenant, under the New Testament that we are living under right now in Christ, we are covered, man. Jesus took all the punishment. He took all the sin. Everything's been taken away, and we've been given full access to God. But, you know, the bottom line is this. We're living in this world full of darkness, though.
You said the key word, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay, in the Old Testament, they were punished. If they did wrong, it was like, you had to do. These are the rules and regulations. You got to do this, this,
the
and
law.
That. Yes. If you didn't do it, you were punished for it. God, Jesus, came to fulfill the law.
Right.
So he took that punishment that we all deserve upon his body so we can have the goodness.
Right.
We have been forgiven. Now, let's be honest. If I go out there and I smoke heavily all the time and I end up with cancer in the lungs, Jesus didn't give me cancer. Smoking did. That nicotine is the one that destroyed me.
Exactly.
If I eat a cake every day,
right,
and donuts for breakfast, and I don't take care of my body, and I weigh 400 pounds, and then I have diabetes, the Lord didn't give it to me.
Right.
It was my actions.
Right.
So we have to put responsibility where the responsibility falls.
Sure.
We also have an evil spirit out there, the demons, and, you know, Satan that causes trouble.
All that's real.
And that is very real, but yet we put all that blame on the Lord.
Right. So many people.
We need to blame.
I mean, look at insurance companies. You know, lightning strikes your house and it catches on fire. They call it an act of God.
Yeah. It's like, come
God
on.
God didn't strike your house with lightning.
No, it was a lightning and a hit and your house wasn't there. So I agree.
No, I mean, it boils down to this, okay? The world right now, as it is not the way God originally created the world to be. And it's, you know, it's been infiltrated by darkness. We suffer sometimes in our lives because sin has corrupted this place. And, you know, things are happening to people. And good people are actually experiencing traumatic things. And, you know, you've got car wrecks. You've got sicknesses and diseases. You've got all kinds of things. And I've heard people say, well, if God is so good, then why am I dealing with this in my life? And, you know, the answer is this world is a fallen place.
Yes, it is.
It really is. Sin and selfishness are creating darkness in the world. But see, the bottom line is we have a promise, don't we?
Yes. I'm going to read Titus 3:3-8.
Okay.
For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Ouch.
Yeah.
But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to man.
You know, the world is a dark place, but in this scripture we see, Martita, that it says, but when the kindness and the love of God our Savior towards man appeared.
Yes.
That's when Jesus came on the scene.
That's
Christmas.
Right.
That's when that baby came onto the earth and God took the form of a human being, you know, and became our Savior. He came and died on that cross for us. When that appeared, you know, and it was all according to his mercy, it says.
Yes.
He saved us. See, it's in our in the goodness of God we've been saved, okay? And even though the world is corrupt and sin has entered into the world, and we could get into way more details on how all that happened and everything, but for now, that's where the world's at.
And trials and tribulations came in through all that. But God is so good that in His mercy,
He saved us. He gave us eternal life. See, I think so many times we're like, I want everything perfect in this life. I want everything to be made perfect the way I want them now. And a lot of times our will and God's will don't always, you know, intertwine the way we would hope that they would. But the bottom line is God's goodness is all around us, even in this world, even in this fallen, dark place.
And I can
God's
tell
goodness
you,
is all around us.
I can tell you, through all my tribulations, which, you know, I'm 60. I've had plenty.
Okay? Right, right.
Trials, tribulations. But He was always there with me.
Absolutely.
He was the one that gave me the wisdom to walk it through. He gave me the answer, how to get out of it. Through sickness and disease, He was there to help me. I got healed sometimes with prayer. I have miracles happen that, you know, it happened in front of me. I was healed. I've seen people healed. And there's other times that I had to go to the hospital and have the doctors work with me. And I've seen the hand of the Lord work through doctors.
Right.
So why sometimes have I prayed and see the healing instantly? And why have I gone through surgeries? I don't know. But He never left me.
Right. And He's good.
He is good.
In all that He's done. So how do we, you know, look around us and really begin to recognize the goodness of God in the world? Because there's a lot of different ways that we can actually find the goodness of God. And one of the, you know, this is for those nature people. You know, they're out there and they love nature and they love all that stuff. And I love nature. I'm a surfer. I love being in the ocean and all of that. And I recognize God's goodness all the time, man, when I'm out surfing and I'm looking at the world that God created. In Genesis 1:31, He said, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good." And, you know, God, our Creator, He spoke this world right into existence and, you know, on the sixth day proclaimed that it was good. So just look around and I look at things like a banana that is perfectly made to fit in the palm of a person's hand. And I see God in that creation process. And I see Him in the skies when the sun's setting, and it's just this gorgeous sky that's never been and will never be again. That one sky will never be the same.
I called it God's canvas.
God's canvas.
But
I love
it. To me, it's a new painting. That is daily. Every morning, every afternoon is a different painting.
Yeah.
And you sit out there and you look and you're just in awe of the beauty and the peace that comes with it. Because it's just when you stand there and you watch a sunset or a rise, you know, it's in awe. You stand there and you look and you go, "Lord, this is just beautiful."
Right.
You know, it's amazing.
You know, another way that I see we recognize God's goodness in the world is just through people, Martina.
Yes.
You know, I look around as a pastor. I'm interacting with people constantly. And it says in Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. And, you know, we were created in God's image. And I believe every person has somewhere inside them the nature of the Creator in them, you know, in their hearts. And I see people just, you know, reaching out and trying to do things for other people, not even saved people. You know, I've seen people that aren't even Christians do things. I'm like, that's God right there. That's God, you know, in paying for that person's meal or giving that homeless guy a water bottle or any number of things that we see.
Look, I had an accident in 1991. I never forget. July 1st, 1991, I had an accident. And this person pulled over and helped me and he wasn't a believer. And I had two people from church that drove by, saw it, and they kept driving. And the non-believer was the one that came out, stood by me,
right,
called for emergency, and helped me out. And the kindness, it was amazing how kind this man was. And a woman, that she stopped and did the same thing. But we have to realize that when God created Adam, he breathed life into him. He breathed himself into Adam. That's why everybody has that spiritual need to look, to receive, because there is a connection in there. It's a God connection.
Sure.
He breathed life into us. Without that, we cannot live.
You know, as you even say that, I'm like, man, I can even see the goodness in God just with the fact that I woke up breathing today.
Amen.
That his breath, that breath of life is in my lungs. And, you know, from the moment that I came into this world, you know, and they smacked me on the butt and I cried. And but, that first breath of air came out of me.
And how every organ,
the life of God.
Every organ in our body works so perfectly together. We're just one heartbeat away from not being alive.
Right.
But that organ keeps working and working, and how he created the body to heal itself.
Yeah.
You get a cut, and within days, it's sealed. You know, God is so good. He created us perfectly.
Yeah. His goodness is everywhere. You know, one of the main things that I can look back at my life and say, I've really, truly seen the goodness of God here in my life is through answered prayers. You know, I've
yes.
prayed to God. I've said, God, I need your help. Show me, help me. And, you know, the Bible says in Psalms 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. And I have taken refuge in God in my life through some heavy circumstances and some different situations that were very difficult. And God has answered my prayer. And when he does, that reminds me of his goodness.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Like, thank
yeah.
you. You know, I mean, King David wrote in Psalms 34 in reference to just the different situations that he found himself in. And his point of view was critical, because God's goodness can be found not only when his blessings are obvious, but also when the bottom falls out and things are going rough and you're just like crying out to God and you're like, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up. His comfort is there. His peace that surpasses understanding enters into our life. And he answers our prayers. I mean, I've hit my chest and said, God, I don't deserve it, but if you could help me, and he does.
Yeah.
That's the goodness of God.
Yes. Recognize God's goodness in the truth of his word.
Oh, and that's a good one.
Yeah, for everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. That's in 1 Timothy 1:4-5. I love this. Receive with thanksgiving. We need to have an attitude of gratitude.
Ooh, I like it. I have a message that I preach on Thanksgiving time, you know, about that. It's an attitude of gratitude. Are you grateful?
Yes, we need to be, you know, the first thing is, Lord, thank you. When I wake up, Lord, thank you for a new day. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you're with me. You know,
thanks for your word.
Yes.
That it's true in my life.
Thank you for our relationship. You know, here I am. Look, years ago, before I knew about healing and all this stuff, okay? Because I was taught before that that didn't exist anymore, that
right.
being baptized in the Holy Spirit didn't exist, all that stuff. I had a broken foot, and it wasn't healing, and it was really hard, and I was homeschooling at the time, and this particular day, I was in a lot of pain. And I said to the girls, close your books, we're going to the mall. Here, I can't hardly walk, but it was so painful that I needed to get away. While we were in the mall, this young man, I will say he was in his 20s, came to me and he asked me if he could pray for me.
Wow.
And I thought, he wants to pray for me in the mall. And he goes, can I? And I said, you know what? Yeah, pray for
sure.
me. So he sat there and he started praying over my foot and healing and confessing the goodness of the Lord upon me, and that he was my healer and he was my doctor and that he loved me. And I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, what is he saying? And I finally said, Lord, listen to him. I really need my foot. I'm going from here to church to help with the kids, and I can't even walk. And my foot was completely healed.
Wow.
Completely healed. I was wearing a boot. And when I came out of it, I went to my car and put my shoe on, and it fit. And it was amazing.
No swelling.
That's
crazy. I love it.
The goodness of the Lord is amazing.
You know, one of the best ways I see the goodness of God is in his forgiveness.
Oh my gosh.
For everybody. You know, in 1 John 1:9, he says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And, you know, I look at forgiveness and it just reveals the goodness of God every day. You know, every time that I mess up.
I was going to say, when we mess
every
up.
Every time that I make a mistake and I go to God and I'm like, God, I'm so sorry. And I repent and I just say, I need your forgiveness. And he says, it's here for you.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus is just crying out for my forgiveness constantly, you know, and my relationship is forever being restored on a daily basis. Every time I fall short, God's like, it's okay. Keep moving forward.
And
just
you know
keep
what?
Going.
Not only does he forgive us, he forgets.
Yes.
He doesn't keep a record of every time the 10 times, 20 times, 30
right.
times that he have forgive me today by tomorrow. Every time he forgives me, it's gone.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember. When I do it again, it's like it was the first time.
Wow.
Every single time. So to know that his love and his goodness and his forgiveness is available for us now.
Yeah. So guys, we've been talking about the goodness of God, and we're going to take a quick break here from our sponsors and come back, and I want to talk about the ultimate way to recognize God's goodness.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. Oh.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church with Martita Stanton here on the program. And Martita, we've been talking about the goodness of God today, and I want to hit one last way that we can recognize the goodness of God, and I want to just throw it out there, and then I want to hear what you have to say about it. I think that the number one way that we can recognize God's goodness in this world is to look back at the cross.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Let's read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But I want to add to that, because it continues in 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh my gosh. So he's sharing his amazing love that he came. Yeah,
his goodness.
Yes. To die on the cross for us, to save us, not to condemn us.
Right.
To save us from hell. From everything, and to come and have a relationship. Yeah, so we can be reconciled to the Father and have a personal relationship with Father God, Jesus Christ. And then he sent us the Holy Spirit. It's all out of his goodness and his love.
It's amazing, you know, because, you know, Jesus was fully God and fully man.
Yes.
And he came to the earth. He died a sacrificial death on the cross. By crucifixion, one of the most horrible ways to die. They still, to this day, it's the most horrific way to die. And he was innocent, yet he died a criminal's death for us. That's the goodness of God, that you can't fix yourself, so I'm going to go ahead and pay the punishment for what you've done. That, to me, is mind-blowing when I think about how good God really is, that he loved us so much that he was willing to pay that price for us so that we could be restored and brought back into a relationship with him.
Not only did he go to the cross, but first he got whipped to the point that he was not recognizable.
Yeah.
The pain that he carried in his body so we can be healed, so we can be healed spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Knowing he came, knowing what he was going to suffer, and yet he did it willingly for us.
Yeah. So good. So guys, receive his goodness today.
Yes.
Be blessed and know that God loves you, that Jesus is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against
Amen
you?
Amen for that.
So thanks again for tuning in to Turn the Light On. We'll see you next time.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.